reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading is found in your Bible in the book of Genesis, page 35 in your pew Bibles, and we read Genesis 32, beginning at verse 22. This event takes place in the life of Jacob just as he is returning to his homeland and about to meet for the first time in many years his brother Esau, from whom he had stolen the birthright. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, found on page 1277, and we read 2 Timothy 3, beginning at verse 14. "As for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. That the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1121, and we read Luke 18, beginning at verse 1. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." For a while he refused. But afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Old Testament lesson for today, and particularly these words. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." This is our text. You would think that praise would always be good for children. But as many parents have sadly found out, and modern psychology is sort of catching on to, too much praise is not a good thing. When children are praised for the smallest of effort and overly praised for their accomplishments, they start to think that life is easy. That the slightest effort of theirs is tremendous. No children here have that problem, right? And then they get into preschool. And all of a sudden, not everybody is astounded by everything that they do. And they aren't always successful. They fail at certain tasks. And they become frustrated and angry. And they want to quit doing things instead of being eager to learn. They find out, if you will, at even the young ages of 3, 4, and 5, that life is hard. It's not that God hasn't given them the gifts that they need to meet the challenges of life. It's just that they've never been challenged. Our faith in God is something that needs challenges. For it's not so much in the good and great stuff that we at least outwardly recognize that really helps to build faith. It's the struggles. It's the wrestling, if you will, with God. where faith grows. It's one of the reasons that, for instance, the people who are older in the faith, some of you out there, as you observe younger people going through struggles, you're not quite so worried as they might be. You've been through the same struggles, and although things weren't always easy, you know that God was there with blessings beyond. Jacob wrestled with God. He wrestled with him all night. And although it is not recorded for us in Scripture, you've got to believe that while these two are wrestling all night, there must be some conversation that's going on. And they're probably not talking about the Hawkeye game or something like that. Now, I'm only guessing. But as Jacob is wrestling with God and probably repeatedly asking him to bless me, God is probably talking back to Jacob and saying, "Why would I want to bless you? You cheated your brother out of his birthright. You're full of sin. Do you think that you can somehow earn your blessing by wrestling with me? Do you think you can defeat me? Do you think you're more powerful than I am?" And again, I'm just kind of guessing here. And Jacob refuses to let go. No matter what God says, no matter how God resists, Jacob somehow knows deep inside that ultimately he is going to be blessed by him. All night this goes on. And then as the morning is dawning, it gets even more difficult. Now, personally, I've never had a hip out of joint, although I've sprained several things during the course of my life. A lot of you I know have had hip surgery. How painful do you think having your hip thrown out of joint is? It must have been excruciating. And yet, despite all that pain, Jacob holds on. "I am not going to let you go until you bless me." And Jacob is not disappointed. As he continues to cling to God, that blessing ultimately comes. Not because he had earned it, not because he deserved it, and not certainly because he defeated God. But simply because he continued to cling to him.
to trust that in the end God would do him good. And we know that is the character of God, because we know God particularly through our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that God loves us so much that even at the cost of sending his own Son, having him suffer and die on the cross, God wants to cling to us. God wants to restore us as his children and enable us to address him as our true Father who is in heaven. He purchases us to be his own. And while we may think that we are clinging to him, I think it is more that he is actually clinging to us. But while we remain in this world of sin, there are going to be trials and struggles. Yes, even pain and suffering. And while these don't seem pleasant at the time, there is a good purpose that God can accomplish through them. For it is not in the abundance of worldly things that we learn to cling to God. It's not in the comforts of this life that we learn how much we can trust him. It's in those moments of wrestling and struggling, even with our hips out of joint, refusing to let go until he blesses us. And God is faithful. He will indeed bless those who cling to him alone. He blesses us with forgiveness. He blesses us with eternal life. And he surrounds us with many more blessings each and every day. So may God grant that, like Jacob, we continue to cling to him. It may not always seem easy. It may take a long time. But God will indeed bless us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright, 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.